Calgary. A man charged with second-degree murder in Banff last summer was given bail but remains under house arrest. John Spruill, who was charged September 4, was released on bail December 6 with his parents acting as sureties of $150,000 on their residential property, ordered Calgary Justice Jim Amon. Spruill is facing charges in connection to the death of Ryden Brogdon, a 27-year-old Foothills County man. Brogdon was stabbed multiple times outside the Dancing Sasquatch nightclub and was taken to hospital, but died of his injuries. Banff RCMP responded to reports of a stabbing along Banff Avenue shortly after midnight September 3. Spruill and another suspect were taken into custody after a short chase led that had them arrested on Martin Street after they attempted to get into multiple apartments. The second suspect was released and not charged. Among Spruill's conditions are for him to live at his parents' home in Lake Country, BC and remain under house arrest. The only exceptions to the ruling would be if he had to work, receive training, school and any medical emergencies. He is also banned from Banff and required to remain within 200 kilometers of Lake County unless he's with his counsel, one of his sureties or attending court. Among the conditions was for Spruill to surrender any passports, have no contact with five named individuals as well as his brother and any staff of Dancing Sasquatch. Spruill also had to deposit $5,000 and contact the bail supervisor at the Calgary Adult Probation Office within 24 hours of release, while each surety had to individually post $7,500. He's also prohibited from owning weapons and buying alcohol, recreational cannabis or any drug that isn't prescribed by a doctor or dentist. The several hours long hearing led to a publication ban placed on evidence presented during the bail hearing and the reasons that allowed for Spruill to receive bail, which is a standard court procedure. Brogdon's murder was the second in the summer in Banff. John Ariza, 22, is facing second-degree murder charges after the stabbing of Banff resident Ethan Enns-Ganneau in July. Enns-Ganneau was killed August 5 in Dancing Sasquatch nightclub. He was 26 years old. Ariza continues to remain in custody. The previous murder was 23-year-old cab driver Lucy Turmel in 1990 when 18-year-old Ryan Jason Love stabbed her multiple times for her earnings that night, which were about $130. Love recently had his full parole revoked by the Parole Board of Canada in November. Spruill's case will return to Canmore Provincial Court on December 14.